Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Breda, bye Elizabeth. 51551, my chance. Breda Regan, Breda, good afternoon. This is another
good afternoon, Joe.
You lost your carer's allowance for your beautiful son, Mickey Joe, when?
Yes, I lost it in March this year.
And why? Tell us, just tell listeners why you had a carer's allowance for Mickey Joe.
Okay, Mickey Joe is diagnosed with Down syndrome, and he also has an arthritis diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And he's 11 years old now. Once he was born, I went on carer's allowance to look after him and look after his needs. And then, like, my husband works in construction, so we'll say for the last 10 years of that, you know, he hasn't been in very regular work or anything like that. Okay. And it's only the last, say, 18 months he's got back into good work.
Yeah, great.
And we all know that.
Come back to me, Brady. You gone there for a sec? You are. I hear you. It's an unusual dropout. Let's take a quick break and we'll get Brida back because it's a really important story. 51551, watch out.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Back on the line, talking about her son, Mickey Joe. She was her carer. You were disqualified from being Mickey Joe's, your son's carer, because what your husband got, he was deemed to be over the limit.
Yes, I work within, when you get carer's allowance, you're allowed to work 15 hours a week. So I was working 15 hours a week. I kept on my job. I'm very lucky where I work. The company I work for is called Arran Biomedical in Spittal. It's a medical device company.
Right, okay.
And they've been excellent to me. There's very few companies that will give 15 hours a week in getting
the care. Well, Breda, your line, your line is going on me again, Breda.
Okay. Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can actually. Yeah, we'll give it another go. So, but you were knocked off the carer's allowance and you've sent us this incredible letter, which on the one hand is you appealing to the department, with your permission, I'll read it out if I can.
Yes.
Further to your attached letter of July 30th this year, in which you refuse my appeal to qualify for a carer's allowance, I wish to inform you that I'm returning to full, because you have to, I'm returning to full-time work from 24th of September and will no longer be carer to my son Mickey Joe, who has Down syndrome and has a diagnosis of arthritis as well. The following, I won't give the full detail because I don't want any privacy issues here.
Okay, that's fine.
The following are a list of his appointments for the coming weeks, and you have listed 12 appointments beginning every second Tuesday, every Thursday, a monthly visit, an appointment with a podiatrist, an appointment with a prosthetic orthotic services, a paediatric appointment, an appointment with an eye clinic, an appointment with an ear, nose and throat clinic in University Hospital Galway, a flu injection, which we'll all be getting hopefully very soon, appointment in the vascular clinic in Crumlin, appointment in the rheumatology clinic also in Crumlin. There are also liaison appointments with the school age team for physio, occupational therapy, speech and language and psychology. These will occur at his school. There will obviously be other appointments which will crop up as well as the above, obviously. Can you please let me know? This is Breda. This is you writing, Breda.
Yes.
Who will now be taking Mickey Joe to these appointments, as I will be working on a full-time basis and can no longer provide this service for him? Now,
yes,
and then the sting of your letter, this just shows your anger and upset. Please contact me on the above mobile phone number and I will let you know where he can be picked up and dropped off for each appointment. Now, you're saying that with tongue in cheek, but
yes,
it brings
exactly
home. That's a full-time job.
Yes, it is, yes. And what I want to get across is that for people who are carers at home, we're not just sitting down every day getting a carer's allowance every week, going, yippee, I've got my allowance, I'm going into town now, shopping and going to lunch and everything.
Yeah.
The actual carer's allowance goes towards the child's need. And because I can't work full-time and look after him full-time, I do need something to help me with all those needs. In fact, can I read out what some of his needs are
on
a regular basis?
Absolutely.
Mick Joe has arthritis, he needs the best of shoes. The last pair of shoes, the very first pair of shoes I ever bought from, I had to get them specially made. They were €450. If I waited for the medical card, I would have waited 2 years for them. He has an arthritis diagnosis. He can't get comfortable in the evenings. So I'm after buying him a new chair, a kind of a recliner chair.
Yeah,
over 600 for that. He needs glasses, and I used to get some of the medical care glasses when he was younger, but now he wants the trendy ones. He's not going to be left behind. Yeah, he knows what he wants. Yeah. And why can't he have them?
Yeah.
Why are they not available on the medical card for him? I don't want the designer ones. I just want something a bit trendy. It's important for him to look. I pay a speech and language fee of $750 a year because we only get about 3 speech and language appointments from the HSE at the moment. The services are absolutely dire. And I have to pay that every year. I have to bring him to the pool 2 or 3 times a week, so I have to pay a gym fee because swimming is the best thing.
Okay.
He has a podiatry appointment, but that could be every 8 weeks, and he actually needs to go every 4 weeks. So I take myself to the chiropractor privately once a month, €50 would be.
And the list is endless, but Breed, have they rejected your appeal?
They have rejected my appeal.
And they just say the reason we're rejecting your appeal is that your husband's gone over the limit.
Yes, exactly, yes. And I just want to say that...
And it's not as if, and the line's so bad, but it's not as if your husband has won the lotto, which is so rare and impossible.
No, we're
a very
middle-income family paying for everything ourselves.
And he's gone over the limit by a modest amount.
Yeah. And as well as that, I just want to say, when Mickey Joe was born, I've given up my career. I did this willing, and I'm more than happy to do it. I have no pay, or we'll say I've given up my career, the opportunity of good pay rises, promotions, bonuses. I've given up my pension.
All your possibilities, yeah.
I'm not paying enough stamp to get a government pension, or the full government pension at the end of it.
Okay.
I was in a private pension before he was born. I still pay a minimum, and I mean not
whatever you can scrape, yeah.
Yeah, which will probably give me a fiver a week when I retire.
Okay. It's a very difficult situation. It's a pity the line is so bad, Breeda. Apologies.
I think you've got
the strength of your case across, and it is extraordinarily strong. Thanks indeed, Breeda.
But I just want to say one other thing. This is for all the carers out there. It's not just for me. We're in a very good position. Mitki Joe is actually a good child. What about the carers who can't get out of their house every day from one end of the week to the next?
We've had them on.
Yes, I know.
Deaf ears, unfortunately, has fallen on.
I want Micheál and Leo and the rest of them up there and to understand what it is to be a carer and to know where the carer's allowance goes to.
Okay.
It's not into my pocket and it's not
that.
For my benefit.
I know that. Breeda, thanks indeed. That's Breeda Regan. I'm talking about her beautiful son, Mickey Joe.